Charlotte's tenure as host city for the annual CIAA basketball tournament appears to be in jeopardy. The CIAA, the nation's oldest African-American sports conference, announced this week that it will take bids from other cities interested in hosting the tournament beginning in 2021. CIAA Board Chair James Anderson told WFA yesterday some businesses in the city's hospitality industry need to change their way if the tournament is to stay here.
Even though Charlotte has been a good host and we've had a good relationship with Charlotte, there are a couple things that, you know, we consistently haven't been happy with. For example, the price gouging of hotels. We can't seem to get the hotels in Charlotte to agree on at least a sensible range of prices.
Anderson said every so often something called a CIAA fee shows up on a bill. CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams wanted to respond to that, and she joins us now. Do you agree, then, that the hotels and other businesses have been engaged in price gouging during the tournament?
Hey, Marshall, you know, we've had some challenges in the past, but the CIAA and the CRVA and the City of Charlotte, we've worked together to forge a mutually beneficial relationship for our fans, alumni, and student-athletes, and working with the hotel industry here and also some of the local businesses to ensure that they're giving fair pricing to our constituents in our group. So there have been some challenges, but I think we've done a good job in addressing those when they have occurred.
What about the incident involving a CIAA surcharge nicknamed the Black Tax that happened at the Ritz-Carlton in 2015? Have you heard of other complaints about extra fees from alumni?
Well, I think, you know, throughout the years, the Ritz-Carlton was a big and a major one that kind of exposed some things that were going on. I think we saw that as an opportunity to really address those concerns and issues if they were happening at other establishments. And I think what happened with the Ritz really opened the door for some solid communication with the city, but also some of the establishments. I think we've done a really good job in bringing the businesses together over the last couple of years, and we actually meet with some of the restaurants and some of the hotelers just to talk about any of the concerns and to make sure that those things don't happen in future years of the tournament. So, again, we've had some challenges in the past. Some of our fans have addressed those, but I do think we've done a really good job in working with the establishments in the CRVA in the city to address them.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. I don't really hear you disagreeing or necessarily agreeing with Anderson.
Well, again, I want to go on record and just say, you know, the misleading information that was shared, and that speaks to the challenges and that we face with alumni based on lingering anecdotal experiences, and it really doesn't reflect the current relationship with the city. And I think what Anderson has spoke about are some concerns that we've had with our fans that have impacted, and it makes it appear like it's the entire community, and it's not. And I totally understand where he's coming from, and us being able to address those concerns with our fans and our constituents is extremely important, not just here, but anywhere that we go.
So, again, I just want to make sure I'm clear. You're saying that some of these problems do happen, but maybe they're just not as widespread as it's been reported?
Well, what I'm saying is those challenges have occurred here, and I don't think it's just with CIAA tournament. When you're dealing with a large event this big, you have 140,000 people. You have an economic impact of over $50 million. You've got establishments that understand the value of this event. Things are going to happen. And, you know, you mentioned the Ritz-Carlton. That happened, and I don't believe it was intentional, but it happened. And so when those things do happen, they've been addressed. I can tell you in the last couple of years, I've been really pleased on how the business community has worked with us to ensure that that's not happening. The other piece I'll share with you on the hotel side is that, you know, we have worked with Conference Direct to help manage the hotel prices for the CIAA block. What's been great about that is that our fans and our alumni, our sponsors, and even our student-athletes who are staying in the block. We have over 25 rooms in the block, hotels in our block that we've been able to accommodate these groups. When our fans stay out the block, that's where you hear some of the issues and concerns.
And if I may, forgive me for interrupting, but our time grows short here. I just want to know, do you hope Charlotte will bid on the tournament in this process?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're headquartered here. This is my home, and we love Charlotte, and we love the things that we've been able to do here in the last 13 years. And I do hope that Charlotte will submit a competitive bid. You know, this just provides us an opportunity to really set ourselves to identify a community, whether it's Charlotte
or somewhere. And I'm gonna have to cut you off there. I'm so sorry. That's CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.